Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for being with us. We give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you for your dominion over all concerning us and over all the world that we live in and everything that's in it and all the heavens and all the powers that be. Lord, you are Lord of all concerning us. So Lord, we put our trust in you and we rebuke the enemy from devouring any part of our lives, taking anything from us that belongs rightfully to us. We acknowledge you, Lord, that you are able to bring all blessing to us. Father, you said that in your word that the wealth of the righteous is stored up for the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, Lord. So we are righteous in Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are counted as the righteous. And that which the world has is coming to us now. It is flowing into our lives and making us prosper. We are prosperous in your name, Lord. Everything that belongs to us, we claim right now. Everything that you are willing to prosper us with, we claim right now. We receive it by faith. And it's not just in finances, Lord. All blessing, everything, relational blessing, Lord. Everything concerning our business dealings and our business relationships, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we bless them. We loose the blessing of God over them. We know that we are highly favored. We know, Lord, that we are favored by God. That we are favored by those that we have relationship with. We are favored in our business pursuits. Everything, Lord. Our jobs are blessed. Everything that we do, Lord, is blessed because of you, Lord. Because of what you paid for us. And we claim what you paid for us, Lord, for ourselves. Right now, in Jesus Christ's name, let it be. Father, we dedicate ourselves to your service today. We thank you, Father, that we are able to serve you, Lord. The world does not have that privilege. They can if they want to receive you, Lord, but they don't know anything about you. And so they don't know what it is, the privilege to serve you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we are found in the Beloved. We thank you that we are part of the Bride of Christ, that we are able to sit in heavenly places, seated with Christ above all authority and power, and that we have dominion, and that we are able to take back from this world that which belongs to you, to your kingdom. And we dedicate ourselves to that end today, Lord, that we would be ministers of the gospel everywhere we go, not just in a bunch of words spoken to people, but that our entire being, all of our beings would be examples, living examples, sacrificial examples that serve you, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity to be examples in the earth of Jesus Christ, that we are an extension of you, Lord. And so, Lord, we ask that you would let your witness, the witness of your Spirit, be with us and in us to touch other people that we come in contact with and the people that we work with, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would pour your loving kindness out through us into their lives. And we ask, Lord, that your loving kindness would just overshadow us and fill us and give us compassion and understanding. Give us a compassionate and understanding heart, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. We thank you, Father, for dying for us. We thank you, Father, for rising from the dead for us. Lord, let us rise from the dead out of our dross, out of everything that we have lived in unrighteousness in the past. Cause us to rise to the occasion, to live rightly, and to do your will and purposes in the earth. And we pray it all in the name of mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the only one who has risen from the dead. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, that perfect name, the power of God would fall upon us today. In Jesus' name, amen.